Welcome back. Another episode of Unstoppable. Today's guest is Diana Lilo from Inspire Design, one of my favorite people on the planet. She is the absolute greatest. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. So excited to be here.
Of course. We've been trying to do this for a while. Yes. Glad we finally can nail it down. So you are a interior designer. Mm-hmm. You design the most amazing spaces. I love kind of the creativity. I always love kind of talking with you because you always have like the most creative angle and you always kind of think of the coolest stuff. And tell me a little bit about your company and how you got started.
Sure. So I initially had a company called MD Design Group. I incorporated it with a partner in college. I was a senior of college. I was working at Winthrop Hospital at the time, and we had, you know, a lot of the doctors were kind of asking us like if we'd do side work and things like that. So took on, you know, that sort of thing. We had to incorporate because we did a project for Stony Brook Hospital, and that's kind of how it all started. So we did a lot of hospital projects, a lot of private practices. And as the hospitals kind of ate up a lot of the private practices, we kind of knew we needed to change the business model. And ultimately that business, we kind of like let go to the wayside. And in 2008, my husband and I started in ID Unique Solutions at the time, which was our graphic and signage solution business. So as the years went on, we kind of put everything under one canopy. We rebranded it as Inspire Design, and here we are.
That's so cool. And I think it's becoming such more and more of a trend, right? When people redo offices and people kind of create these new spaces, like it almost is becoming much more of the norm to have a really well-branded space. Everyone, like even we just did our office here, like it was really important for us to make it unique, make it stylish, make it our own. And I think that's becoming much more widely accepted when people do it. They don't want that generic space, and that kind of is perfect for you guys. Yes. Because that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. Typically over the last decade, I would say a lot of our clients were trying to build their offices out to attract new clients. And the shift has really been made where we're trying to attract and retain talent in spaces, support your brand, your work culture, and your mission. So incorporating all those elements in a balanced way to support your brand is really what we do.
And it's funny you say that because, again, when we just redid our space, like that was totally the mission, right? Like, of course we want people to be impressed. We want our clients to see it. We want to make it cool and kind of like exciting. But really much more for all the people that work here, right? We wanted places where we can go, we could collaborate, we could hang out, much more loungy, right? Move around, don't be tied and glued to your desk. Like, you know, Markella is like known for like any room you walk in, you might see Markella like sitting on a floor working and like, you know, but like, that's what we wanted. We wanted it very laid back, cool, fun, and like just not so stuffy. And I think that more and more people want their offices that way and expect their offices to be that way.
And it's definitely generational. It's definitely with this influx of new generation. Like we do, we want this flexibility, want that work-life balance. And, you know, it's not just a change in how you design interiors, but really a business, you know, infrastructure kind of change and pivot that needs to support this.
And it definitely is a mindset, right? Like it's totally a mind, like, some people walk in, especially the older people, they come in and they think like, you know, we wanted this just to look cool and we wanted it like, okay, music playing, this and that. But in reality, like we're hanging out here all day. Like we don't want it to be a thing where everyone's sitting in silence, working behind your computer. Like it gets to be monotonous and boring and old. And, you know, for us, it's really important to have that environment where people want to hang out.
Right. They just want to have that high energy feeling.
Yeah.
You don't want people to get bored throughout the day. You need to have an engaging space for them to come every day.
And if it's getting stale, it's getting, just move to the next room. Yes. And now all of a sudden the next room is kind of like this new feel, this new energy. And like, you know, I don't know. It's just kind of, it makes the day fly by a little bit for us.
Absolutely. And I think we're going to see a big shift also now that people are trying to get their employees back to the office and trying to resume regular work schedules or even a hybrid schedule. You need to create spaces that are going to support that support that shift.
So what is the shift right now? Like, so somebody's redoing an office today is going to be much different than if they're redoing an office, say, 10 months ago.
Absolutely.
What does it look like? What is the trends now?
So I would say all the trends that were here before from like a biophilic and resimercial standpoint, all of that is still in play. But what we are seeing is that, you know, the way workstations, for instance, are organized, you know, nobody's facing, you know, you don't have two people facing one another in a cubicle setting. So everyone's facing one direction on one side. You have a little bit more spacing in the floor plates. And I would say that, like, for like legal and finance places where we need to have more sensitive information in their workplace, they're going to have take probably wider floor plates to accommodate some space and giving everybody like a little bit of room to breathe. And I think I believe that a lot of the commercial space, I don't think brick and mortar is going to go away, but I think that the heads down work is going to happen at home, and the collaboration and the team building and the trainings are going to happen in person, where you can kind of foster that culture still.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's oddly enough, a lot of people have realized that a lot of things can get done remotely. Yes. I found that even meetings sometimes are more efficient, more this. I do come from the mindset, and I don't know where this mindset comes from, that things don't happen as well as they were when they were face to face. Like, I still think there has to be that face-to-face interaction. But a lot of people have been able to prove that their jobs could be done remotely. And right. I even know people, crazy enough, a good friend of mine who's in sales, and, you know, he sells across the country, but he was doing well enough where he said, I'm actually moving. Like, I'm actually going to move. I could do my job. I've now proven that even though I was at my house 20 minutes away from the office,
right,
I've proven it could be done from anywhere.
Yes.
And I could still execute at the same level as I was from anywhere. So he's moving down to North Carolina. And so it's really changed the environment tremendously.
Yes.
And again, I'll go back to our renovation in our office. Like, we were very conflicted. Like, mm-hmm. we were renovating through the pandemic. Like, it was like, we have no idea what it's going to be like. And people, when they come back, are they going to be comfortable? They're not going to be comfortable with it. And we did this very collaborative space, but there was decisions that we made that were based on, we can't do it like we were going to do it, you know, yeah, 8 months, 6 months ago, 5 months ago, whatever it was at the time, because it has to be a little bit more spaced out. We could still have those spaces that are collaborative, but we had to take, you know, social distancing into consideration.
Right.
So it definitely changed the whole dynamic of your business. Absolutely. I could imagine.
Yeah.
Everyone's approach is just a little bit different now.
Definitely.
So it's definitely, definitely interesting. Have you guys gotten any projects lately where, like, it's literally like social distancing the office?
So we're working on Spectronics, which is like a 14,000 square foot space. They just took a building in Farmingdale, and we're in the process of talking about furnishings and whatnot, you know? And that was like the number one concern, was like, everyone needs to be facing the same direction so that nobody's kind of face to face. But otherwise, you know, they have their offices, they have all the same facilities that we would have normally. So I think that a lot of the companies, I think we're going to see, a lot of the companies that had their plans and were kind of like moving at a certain pace are going to continue.
Yeah.
And they're just going to put the protocols in place that they need to keep things moving appropriately. So.
Now, what about your team? You guys are still working remotely, right?
We're all remote. Yeah. Okay. Right now we're all remote. And honestly, it's been going really great. Yeah. You know, we've built systems throughout this entire pandemic, like during any lulls and things like that. We use the Monday.com platform, and yeah, we use it to operate our entire organization, which is pretty great. And we're like a boutique size firm. We're not huge, yeah, but I feel like since we've been able over the last couple of years incorporate systems everywhere we can, it just makes things so much more efficient, and it's easy to do check-ins and everything else. So,
and it's amazing how this downtime had given you the opportunity,
yeah,
to like really catapult that into same thing. You know, again, same thing happened here where, and so many people I talk to, I feel like everyone I talk to has the same, like, well, we had a lot of downtime and we were really able to refine our processes in this, and things that we had a roadmap of taking 24 months. Now, all of a sudden we had the time, we had, you know, the ability to dive into it. And we just kind of like streamlined all of that. And we, you know, we look back and we're like, wow, we really took advantage of this.
Exactly. It's definitely like a silver lining, I think, in terms of being able to get ahead of certain things that are just, you know, in place on a normal basis in a small firm. We're all doing everything, right? So kind of like getting everybody's roles straight and figuring out, you know, the systems that you can incorporate, and technology is so amazing right now. I mean, there's so many integrations and automations, and it's hard from, I always thought it was hard from a creative business standpoint to put systems in place, because it's like, well, I'm, you know, each time I'm going to recreate the wheel,
so unique,
you know?
Yeah.
And I just realized how implementing all those systems allows me the time to be creative and to put the time into the creative end of it, because I don't have to think about all the other stuff as intimately.
Do you completely love your job?
I do. I really do.
I can imagine. Super passionate because about like, it. I know you for a while now, and I could just tell how creative of a person you are, how creative your mind is. Like, you walk into any room and like my first thing is, you know, like elbow you, is like, what do you think of this room? What do you think? What would you change? You know, and you sit there, you look at it, and like right off the bat, you could just say things. And I just know that like, wow, you're on the money. Like, that makes total sense. So you just must love what you do.
I do. I really do love it. And I really enjoy actually having a problem of like seeing a space where, you know, clients looking to elevate it and they just don't know what to do next. Like, cosmetic upgrades are kind of like our thing. Just, you know, any type of commercial property, things of that nature, because you go in there, you're kind of working with the walls you're working with, and like, and just how can you elevate it, how can you bring new life to it, new energy. And it's like the challenge that
it's
I love.
So cool. It's so cool. So I'm gonna put a little plug in right now, right? So we just redid our office. We started 6-7 months ago, whatever, and the first phone call we made was, hey Diana, we're gonna redo our office, what do you think? You know, what can we do with this? And we made the mistake of saying, you know what, we're just going to paint. Like, we're not going to do it. We're just going to paint the trim. We're going to paint the molding. Like, we'll paint the doors. We'll kind of upgrade it a little bit. We'll change the rugs. Like, we don't need this big, massive, like, reconstruction of our space. Like, we'll just do the bare minimum. And it just rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled. I say the joke all the time. I left for 2 days and I come back, Devin ripped down it, all the wallpaper, all the... Every square inch of the office was redone. And as we went, we were just winging it. And we look back and we're like, we should have just let Diana do it. Because you warned us. And we're the construction company. We know better. But you warned us and you said, you know, it's going to snowball. And we should have just hired her from day one. So anyone redoing your office, call Diana and hire her. Growing up, you're always a creative person?
Totally. Yeah, I was always like, it's interesting because I went to school for graphic design and then filled in with interior design courses thereafter.
Okay.
And growing up as a kid, I was like that kid who like wedged themselves between like the armoire and the wall, like just to move every day. My whole room was changed around, furniture, different spots. And from an art standpoint, I definitely, you know, always loved art, and my family's very artistic. So it's just kind of a gene.
Going to school, what was the dream? Like, where was it interior design, or did you have a different path?
That's interesting. So I always loved both, and I really had a hard time. I ended up going to Delphi, but they didn't have an interior design program. It was kind of like, I was kind of had forced to choose, right? And back, you know, 15 years ago, there wasn't that opportunity. There weren't courses where you can take interiors and graphic design. It was one or the other. Mm-hmm. So my first job in college was at Winthrop Hospital, and you know, I was doing interiors for them ultimately as like an intern, and then got hired as like their interior design specialist. But it was everything I did, I tried to incorporate graphics every step of the way. Oh gosh, every step of the way. So that's really our business is just built out of necessity, and like where we saw gaps and how we can incorporate our skill set into creating more dynamic spaces.
You know, and it's funny because like the graphic side, which you guys do, right? You guys have the whole print arm, and you guys do all the graphics and the installations of them. And that can transform a space on its own. Like, you could have a very bare space, and now all of a sudden you bring that graphic element into it, and you're literally, so it's literally marrying the two together, right? Like, you're designing these graphics, and with those graphics, completely transforming the space into like this colorful, vibrant area. So like, it really, you were able to marry those two together pretty well.
Yeah. And also, you know, when we had started the company, it was 2008, it was the middle of a recession, and interiors really got slow for us, right? Because no one was spending millions of dollars to redo their, you know, big offices and whatnot. So it really catapulted the interior, the signage and graphic design business, because everybody who wasn't looking to do that but still needed a refresh, bringing in the graphics, bringing in the artwork was a perfect way to elevate their space without, you know, spending, you know, $1 million. So it ended up working out really well. And I think we'll see actually a pivot back to that now.
Yeah, you think people are going to kind of move over to, we won't redo the whole area, but as we kind of social distance ourselves, rearrange things, maybe we just do a lot of the graphic end.
Exactly. There'll be a lot of reappropriation of space, how they're using space, and then the graphics to kind of you know, bring it and freshen it up.
What's your favorite project you've ever done? And I'm not, we're not trying to call out your favorite customer because we don't want to insult anybody, but what's like when you were done, you were just like, oh my God, like I'm so proud of this one.
So Dealer Track was probably that was definitely our largest project. But what was great about it is it really had all the components to it, where we had the interior design, which was our initial, but then we designed all the graphics and all the wayfinding.
And that's a big space, right?
Oh, it was 235,000 square feet. New build, and the space was specifically for one tenant. So, and it was the longest project of our lives as well. It was a 4-year project. Yeah. And, you know, it was, it gave us all the feels because we were able to really just do everything we were good at.
A lot of passion goes into a project like that. That's exciting. It's big. It's new. There's a lot of components to it. It's a long time. So you work really hard at it.
Absolutely.
And then when you're done, you look back and you say, yes, wow, that was it.
And even though it was our largest project, and I wouldn't say that's the project that we're looking to go after either. You know, like I'd much rather do that on a smaller scale for companies who are looking to, you know, have multiple locations or to grow out that way and create standards. We do that for like our physical therapy client. We do a lot of their branding standards and their interior standards, so they can just open up one space after the other and we can manage that whole design process for them.
You know, it's such a balance, right? Like to kind of create this kind of cool, unique space that's very branded, but also make it look professional. And it's a very balanced kind of talent that you have. So it's really, when I look at your spaces, I mean, even the physical therapy client that you're talking about, when we see them, it's just like, wow, you nailed it. You killed it. So it's really, really cool. Some of the stuff that you do. What is like, aside from that, like what's the perfect client for you? Like when you create, is it like a retail space? Like what's your favorite thing?
Okay. So any type of, you know, real estate, anybody who owns properties and is looking like to start out and you know, take things and rehabilitate them, I would say, that's a great niche for us because again, like you're kind of working with what you have and we're able to come in and just elevate the entire space with all the different services and solutions we offer.
Now, is it strictly commercial that you guys are doing?
Yeah. We don't do any residential.
All commercial. Yeah. Everything commercial.
Right.
Really, really cool.
Yeah.
So a lot of people that watch Colquhoun Interactive, we have all different size shapes. People, different companies, different sizes, right? But let's kind of talk to the smaller guys, right? We have maybe a small office, 1,200 square foot, 1,000 square feet, you know, and you just kind of, you want to elevate the environment a little bit. You have 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 people that work there, whatever, right? And it's a smaller space. What are some of the things, like the first recommendations that you would tell people to say, these are the things that you should think about. This is where you should head if you want to kind of create an environment that people are going to love to be at.
Absolutely. So to kind of fill that need for people, we've created design consultations that you can access actually from our website. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times people want to do these things, but they don't understand what the cost, you know, the cost investment is. And it's not even from a design end, because we're actually usually being like not the most expensive end of the whole process, right? But the design consultation, we understand like what you're looking to do, what, you know, where your business is going, try to understand a little bit more about you. And we ask for a floor plan and then we put together a budget of what we would suggest. And then you have at least some idea of like what the scope could be, what we recommend and what that's going to, you know, cost you as far as enable that.
Now, and this was like the perfect career. You come from a family that actually, a designer family, right? So like growing up, were you in the business? Like your dad was an architect, right?
Yes,
did you grow up around job sites and designing things?
Yeah, not job sites as much, but you know, I remember going like to the office with him on Saturdays and I used to think like the wall of laminate chips were paint samples and I used to play with them and I definitely, it's definitely been ingrained from an early age.
That's 100%. Cool. Now is dad creative too?
Absolutely.
Yeah, everybody's
dad, my mother, my grandmothers, everyone. We got like a real long line of creatives.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So tell me about your signage business, right? Because I don't know much about, I know really you on the designer side and I always kind of see it that, but there's a whole nother element to the business as far as the signs and the graphics and this. And what are some of the things that you provide for people and how far do you go with that?
Sure. So my husband is my business partner, for those of you who don't know. And he has his own install team where he does the installs for any type of interior signage and then oversees other, you know, install teams for graphics and the sorts. So when we have our interior, we usually, right now, a lot of the work that we have comes from the interior design end. So as the interior project comes in, we develop the signage, we develop the graphics that are going to be incorporated into the space. And then we partner with different shops, local shops mostly, to fabricate for us. And then we handle it right through to installation. And a lot of the signs are, you know, anything from a reception sign to ADA signage, informational signage, things of that nature.
Wall wraps and all
that. Wall wraps, absolutely, yeah. Anything that would enhance the interior. Like, it's really, a lot of that business was designed as, you know, because there was so many, they were always an afterthought. There was always like a thing, like you design this whole space, it's gorgeous, and then they're like, oh my God, we need a sign, oh, we need it tomorrow. And they just like throw up something horrible. And it's, you know, then I like go home and cry because I'm like, no.
You like take more of a holistic approach.
Absolutely.
What is the future of Inspire Design? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years from now? Where do you want to grow this to? And like, what's the perfect dream for you?
All right. So I really see Inspire Design remaining like a boutique firm. You know, we like to service our clients that we have. We want to have long-term relationships with future clients and just have like two handfuls of like those type of clients for us, you know, and grow the team, not to a tremendous size, but you know, maybe like 10. And then from the signage and graphic side, I'd like to be able to scale that up. We do a lot of artwork as well. And really artwork is our scalable model. So we're in the process of launching a platform called Upright. And Upright is pre-curated images that we've designed and created these different collections. But it's not meant for, it's an e-commerce site, but it's not meant for consumers. It's really meant for facility departments and organizations. So coming from that background, that was always like the most difficult thing to get like a group of decision makers to decide on what artwork they want. And they're looking, you know, it's just time consuming and inefficient ultimately. So this is, if we can sell the idea that this is the overall feeling that your artwork collection is going to give you. We standardize all the sizes for sustainability purposes, and it's really just, you know, you can really outfit an entire suite with artwork pretty fast.
I think that
it comes together as a cohesive thought.
And I think that people forget about that part, right? Like, that's kind of the last step. Like, I know that you eyed it up already. So you walked through our suite, and this is the first time you saw it, and you realize we don't have the stuff hanging on the wall yet because we're still at that stage where, like, what is the next step? Like, where do we go with this? Do we do a whole bunch of pictures of stuff that we've done? Do we print it on glass? Do we print it on this? Like, how do we do it? Yep. Is it art? Is it local art? Is it just kind of cool graphic? Like, we don't know what that step is. And I think that a lot of people, you know, we're in the construction space, right? So our customers, like, we like to think that we take a holistic approach and we remind of these things and this, but sometimes people forget. They don't realize that after this is all done, part of that whole FF&E furniture and art and this, like, that's a whole nother step and could really make or break this space.
Right.
So that's kind of cool that you come in and kind of like, it's all the finishing touches.
Yeah. And we like to think about it from the onset of the project. You know, we don't phase it out that way in our scope internally. You know, we'd like to think about that, at least placements for these things and that sort of thing from the get-go. A lot of times we'll give clients same ideas, like a concept board. It's just imagery, but it depicts like color and gives people an idea of like, this is the mood or this is the feeling that you're going to get out of your space. And again, with decision makers having three options like that, they can all say, okay, well, we're all comfortable with this. And then once you get to the wall covering and the paint samples, they all kind of can refer back and say, okay, well, this is kind of the direction we're heading in, and they can understand it a little bit more clearly. So that initial board usually ends up translating into the artwork for the space. So that's how we've
found. That's cool. We actually have to, after this, I'm going to talk to you about all the artwork around here, because eventually we have to do something. Like, we have to make a decision and put some stuff on the walls and like really kind of, don't get me wrong, I love the way everything came, but really tie it all together, you know? And, you know, I think that I love your approach. Like, do we go with job sites? Do we go with this? You know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on how to kind of pull it all together and brand it all together.
Awesome. I think you guys should do a timeline.
A timeline. Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't know what wall you put it on, but that's what I would.
Like, just kind of the whole history.
Yeah, I got a lot of history here. I think I would air in that.
You know, it's funny that you say that. Originally, that front wall when you first walk in, the one that I was just talking to you about, that was supposed to be more of like a capture, like the historical, not so much a timeline, but much more of the history of Kalka,
right.
And like being that we've been in business for almost 50 years, like where it started from Jack Kalka's basement till now. And we really had that kind of concept in mind, and we veered away from it. You know what I mean? Just because we felt like it was really hard to capture in, I mean, we have graffiti all over the office. Like we didn't know how to do that in graffiti,
sure.
in like a street artist style.
Right.
But I think that having some sort of like really well thought out and like timeline of, you know, where we came,
absolutely.
even all the way through, like kind of like tell this story as you're walking through the space.
Definitely.
I love that. I think
yeah.
I think that'd be really, really cool. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you and somebody's redoing their space, what's the best way to do it?
Well, you can check out our website, id-inspireddesign.com, and you can email me at diana@id-inspireddesign.com.
Not only are her designs great, she is the greatest person ever. You'll love working with her. So anybody's redoing space, wants to spunk up their space a little bit, wants to kind of spruce it up or kind of give it a new look, feel, and transform it, give Diana a call.
Thank
She's
you.
Great. Love
Thank
her.
You so much.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate it as well. And we hope to have you back soon. And also, check out our articles on Kalka Interactive because she writes some great stuff. And we're gonna get her to do more in here. So
All right,
look out for her.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.